What were your thoughts about the data presented on gemcitabine and paclitaxel?
Oh, I think that's very intriguing data. Joyce O'Shaughnessy presented that first at San Antonio. It was updated at ASCO by Kathy Albing. And this combination is also a very exciting combination, clearly superior to paclitaxel as a single agent. And I am very keen to use that combination as well in patients in whom I don't think a taxane with Xeloda would be well tolerated. For example, there are patients with GI involvement who one is worried about absorption, particularly the subset of patients with infiltrating lobular who may have partial bowel obstructions from time to time. I worry about using an oral agent that needs to go through the GI tract for absorption. And I think gemcitabine in combination with paclitaxel is an ideal combination and a very good one to think about up front in the metastatic setting among the combinations.
The patients with lobular cancer, you're talking about lobular metastatic disease?
Correct.
How often do you see that?
Well, it's a smaller subset than infiltrating ductal up front, but this group of patients, their cancer has a predilection for the GI tract, and they often get peritoneal carcinomatosis, they could often get obstruction, they often get pleural disease, they can get carcinomatous meningitis late in the disease. This is a group of patients that often doesn't have measurable disease that one can then put on a clinical trial. And often one is assessing them currently with tumor markers. It may be that Dan Hayes's test, which will soon be marketed, may be a good...
Circulating tumor cells.
Circulating tumor cells may be a very good way of following those patients. But they've been historically very difficult to follow, and they end up not being on clinical trials because they often don't have measurable disease.